For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the international community to form a united front to combat terrorism in the aftermath of the attacks in the French capital that killed at least 132 people. Wang made the remarks on Sunday at a working luncheon attended by foreign ministers at the G20 summit in Turkey. He says China strongly condemns the attacks and supports France in cracking down on terrorist activities. Wang pointed out that China is also a victim of terrorism. The Eastern Turkestan Islamic Movement, a UN-listed terror group, has launched a series of deadly attacks in different parts of China in recent years, including Beijing, Urumqi, and Kunming. The groups claim responsibility for all of those attacks. Wang's in Turkey to accompany President Xi Jinping at the two-day G20 summit that opened on Sunday. Argentina and China have signed agreements on building two nuclear plants, which will effectively double the nuclear power capacity of the South American country. The Argentinian government announced the news on Sunday in Antalya, Turkey, where the G20 leaders' summit was held. The government hailed the agreements as being of historic importance. Under the agreements, China's third-generation nuclear reactor design, known as the Hualong 1 design, will be used. The nuclear plants will be the fourth and fifth in Argentina. Courier companies might face fines of up to 50,000 yuan and license revocation for leaking customers' personal information. According to draft regulations unveiled on Monday, express companies should regularly destroy waybills and are prohibited from selling, leaking, or illegally providing customers' personal information. The draft bill will be posted online to solicit public opinion until December the 15th. This is good news for express delivery customers who worry that a new real name policy for parcels might be a privacy threat. Personal identification and contact details have been required in order to send parcels since November the 1st. The decision came a month after letter bombs killed at least 7 people in South China's Liaocheng County. 4 more bodies have been found after a massive landslide buried dozens of homes in a village in eastern China last week. 25 bodies have been recovered so far. 12 people are still listed as missing. The landslide happened in Lidong Village outside of Lishui City in Zhejiang Province. 27 homes were buried in mud and rock. Rescue efforts have been hampered by rain starting on Monday, which is expected to continue throughout the week. Meteorological experts have warned of further hazards for about 2,300 rescuers who are engaged in the search and rescue effort. More than 300 villagers have been relocated. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is to visit North Korea this week, the first such visit by a UN chief in more than 20 years. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says Ban will visit in his official capacity later this week, citing an unidentified high-level UN source. A precise date for the visit is not yet known. The UN spokesperson said that he has no further comment on the report of visit by Ban Ki-moon to North Korea. South Korea's military anticipates another missile test from North Korea. The defense ministry in Seoul says its forces are monitoring activity north of the border, looking for signs indicating an upcoming launch. There are reports that North Korea has ordered a no-sail zone off of its east coast, but officials in the south have declined to comment on that. The reported zone off the coast of Wonsan is said to have been enacted on November the 11th and to last until December the 7th. Under resolutions passed by the UN Security Council, Pyongyang is prohibited from using ballistic missile technology to launch any projectiles. Aung San Suu Kyi's opposition party has won over 70% of the seats in Myanmar's two-house union parliament. The country's Union Election Commission announced the news on Monday, saying that the National League for Democracy has won 880 parliamentary seats out of 1,139 contested in the election. The first session of the new parliament will take place in January, followed by parliament's election of a president in February and the formation of the new government in March. It's been confirmed that Germany will play a friendly against the Netherlands in Hanover on Tuesday, despite the terror attacks in Paris on Friday. Following the attacks that left more than 130 people dead, the friendly between Germany and the Netherlands was in doubt until the German Football Association released an official statement on Sunday. The statement said the German team will play the match as a sign against terrorism. Also, it's been announced that a friendly between England and France will go ahead in London, as scheduled. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.